the moment most of the people are afraid to die. Afraid of COVID-19. When we are born, we are going to die. This is a fact. You can also state another fact. We are born to die. Yeah? It's an unusual statement, but it's true in itself. Every one of us who is born, is going to die. It depends on us what we're going to do with the time that we have before we die. Some people, use it to do bad things. Some people using it to do good things. And most of us, do some bad things, some good things. Yeah? And that's up to us until we die. And then we receive the karma of our good and bad deeds. That's why we are here. First of all, we are here, to receive, the good and the bad merit that we have done in previous lives. And then at the same time, that's a problem with the human birth, at the same time, we create enough, good or bad karma for our next life. And this is the basis of our being. And we have to understand that. We shouldn't be afraid, to die, because we know we are going to die. So what is the big fear? What's the big fear about it? And actually, and maybe I haven't talked about it for a while, actually when we are born, within our genes or within our whatever it is called, this body is programmed to have this kind of life expectancy. I mean, there's a clock that ticks from the moment we are born. Some of the people, die with 1 year, some with 10 years, some with 20 years, some with 30 years, very few, some with 70, some with 80, some with 90, some with 100. This clock is fixed at the time of entrance into a human body. So what is the big deal? Not only that it is fixed, the time of death is fixed, and that depends on our karma. I mean, please do remember, what did the Lord Buddha say? About this, about a long life or a short life. Somebody who does not take life, in the previous life, and doesn't harm any living being, will have a long life, no matter what is happening in this world. And the same thing, no matter what is happening in this world, somebody who has taken lives, in his previous life, he will have a short life. Also, the kinds of sicknesses that we get, it's also karma. Not the common flu. That is normal. That is normal for every human being. But we die because of our karma. If we die, with young age, it is because of our karma. And if we die with a long life, it is because of our karma. If we get handicapped, if we are born handicapped, that is part of our karma. There's nothing to do, with this occasion, that occasion, or this or that. It is only due to our karma, and that is something that we really have to understand. Also, the first 20 or 30 years, we are completely healthy, and then suddenly we have an accident, and then we are handicapped. We are physically handicapped. Some people are mentally handicapped. And that is also because of karma. Actually, if you listen, if you see, some people say, our life is written into in the stars, A good astrologer, find the points of fortune or misfortune in our life, and he knows the time of birth, and when he looks there. Not many astrologers are good, but some of them are really good, and they know probably when we die. They don't tell us, They don't want to tell their customers, Maybe 75 you die, yeah? But that is a fact, you know, and we should accept it, yeah? And we should make, you know, the time that we have the best out of it. And especially, you know, we should put all our effort, you know, when we have ordained as monks or when we live in a monastery as lay people. I hope this is understood, yeah? Not, you know, it's not from outside. It is not this war or that war. It is not COVID-19, you know, that makes us die. No, it is our karma. Yeah? We will die if our time is ripe to die. Yeah? When the time has ripened, then we will die. It is not of COVID this or COVID-19 or the Spanish flu or this world war or that world war or this volcanic eruption or that eruption or this, yeah, I mean, it is our karma, whatever, yeah, and we are born at a time where this karma can be fulfilled. So, I don't understand the fear or the panic of these people, about COVID-19, you know, of course, you know, the last week, you know, we heard it a few times here when we went on Bindapat, this number of people have died, you know, in Italy or, you know, wherever they mention it. Before that, it wasn't even on the radar. But now, yeah. Okay, you know, protect ourselves, you know, it seems to be more infectious than the normal influenza. So we protect ourselves, you know, take a mask when we go on Bindapat, take a mask, yeah? To protect us and to protect other people. That's the purpose, yeah? And we wash our hands often and that is it, yeah? Actually, you know, it was interesting, you know, one week ago, a professor of immunology or whatever it is called, or infectious diseases came by, you know, and so I asked him about, what is this about coronavirus, you know, should we be worried and so on. And he said, I mean, just protect yourself a little bit, yeah. I mean, wear a face mask when you're with unknown people, and wash your hands, you know, and what did he say? Eat 1 gram of vitamin C per day. I mean, vitamin C seems to be very good in fighting these viruses. Right? So we shouldn't be too much worried. But at the moment, the world is on fire. Yeah, and it is because of the fear of death. People are afraid of death. Yeah? You know, that's why I said, you know, I mean, everybody of us who is born is going to die, you know, and we die, you know, not depending on the COVID-19, depending on our time clock that was set when we were born. And everybody should remember this. Yeah. Of course, you know, I mean, if there's an infectious disease, you know, keep yourself protected, and that's it, yeah. But we shouldn't worry about it. We should worry about, you know, that we are not with our meditation object. That, especially when we're here in the monastery. And if there's a worldwide lockdown, you know, I mean, people have enough time, you know, to practice. Yeah? Practice meditation. Yeah? Get the mind calm. Because a mind that is in panic, you know, creates a lot of bad karma. Yeah? And goes always the wrong way. And remember, you know, people are in panic, you know, when the house is on fire, they suddenly start in panic, you know, and some of them, because of this panic, they die. They don't find a way out. If they wouldn't be in panic, if they just would look around, okay, where's an open, yeah? Just like it happened to me quite often, you know, when I was on Tudong, yeah? I mean, always, you know, there's this hill or this grass, you know, or this field is on fire, you know, and it caught up to the monastery, and sometimes I didn't have a way out. So I was looking, okay, where's the easiest way out, you know? And then I looked at it and then saw it. But if I would be afraid of death, you know, afraid of dying in the fire, then I probably would have died in fire, yeah? So it is up to us, you know, I mean, to have a clear mind in these cases, yeah? And don't let us get panicked. Yeah, I mean, just like lots of people are in panic. Yeah, and they call it a, what is it, pandemic? No, it's not a pandemic. It's a panic-demic. Yeah, I mean, the panic of all the world, you know, I mean, is created, you know, through these fear. Yeah? And that is something, you know, I mean, where does it come from? Huh? Lockdown everywhere, you know. No meetings and so on. I mean, when was it? I mean, actually, this year I had a very, very bad cold. Yeah, I mean, in the beginning of January, and it stick for a while. I haven't had it, you know, for years. Yeah, but sometimes I have it. Yeah, it stick for a while, and then yeah, was longer than usual, but then it went away. That's normal, yeah. I mean, we are prone to these things, we are prone to this virus, we live in this, yeah, we live in this world, yeah, with all these viruses. One doctor said, you know, I mean, with each breath we take in so many viruses, yeah, I mean, yeah, the body can cope with it, or it can't cope with it. Yeah. We die, when we die, you know, we die of this kind of sickness, or that kind of sickness, yeah, that's the way it is. Yeah. I was invited, when was I invited? In February, sometimes in February I was invited to a monastery to give a talk. Yeah, I mean, it was full of people, yeah, it was mid of February. Yeah? Full of people, you know, I mean, there are hundreds of bhikkhus, yeah, and hundreds of people. Yeah? But a month later, in March, you know, just on the 21st of March, yeah, I mean, they already, you know, said, okay, social distancing, yeah. But still, there was this occasion in the monastery where I had to give a talk, but there, it was much fewer people. Maybe it was just only 100, yeah? But they are far apart. Yeah? And then, you know, 2 days ago, you know, there would have been another date, you know, where I give a talk, yeah? But that was completely cancelled. So now people, you know, I mean, are really, yeah, afraid, yeah? It's a panic-demic, it's not a pandemic. It's a panic, you know. They shear, you know, they fire up, you know, this fear of death. Yeah? The media, the government, and all these outlets, yeah. Oh, you know, you should be worried, you know. If you don't lock yourself in, if you don't, you know. put yourself in, what is it called? Forgot the name. Self-isolation, yeah. If you don't put yourself in self-isolation, yeah, then you will die, you know, or you will infect others, and so the fear, yeah. I mean, who thrives on this fear? Yeah? This is something, you know, this is something interesting. It's an interesting question. Yeah? Is it of our benefit to have this fear? I mean, if we, I told you, know, I think it was in the last talk I gave in a monastery in Thailand. Yeah? I said, if we would be so afraid, yeah, of doing bad things or doing bad karma, like we are afraid of, you know, of this COVID, that would be wonderful. If we put a mask on, you know, not to let our bad thoughts and bad actions and bad words out, you know, I mean, that is what we couldn't do anything better. But they are just afraid of death. And now only, you know, the only thing that you see in the media is pandemic. Today so many people died, yesterday so many people died, so many infectious, yeah. And so on. And that makes, you know, of course that creates a lot of fear. In a common person, you know, who doesn't know anything about Buddhism, who doesn't know anything about karma, who doesn't know anything about birth and death, you know, and the endless cycle of birth and death, yeah? I mean, of course he will be afraid, yeah? Of course, you know, I mean, if the, if he's a Christian, he doesn't know that there's a life after this life, yeah? Then they will be afraid because they think they have only this one life, yeah? But that is not true. I mean, it's completely wrong. Of course we have lots of lives, yeah? And if you don't find a way out, yeah, of birth and death, I mean, we will have endless, yeah, uncountable number of lives. Yeah, some of the lives will be in hell, some of the lives will be as a ghost, you know, some of the lives might be, you know, might be in the heavenly realm, anywhere, yeah? But then sooner or later we come back to the human realm. And all, you know, the only thing that is in the media is, yeah, is this pandemic, or panicdemic. We should call it actually panicdemic, yeah? It's worldwide fear. Yeah? And the government is happy about it. Yeah? Think about it. Yeah? What happened before? Yeah? What happened before, you know, when we think about, you know, in December, yeah? Or January, what happened? Yeah? I mean, France, every weekend, you know, I mean, lots of demonstration, yeah? The Yellow Vest, or then the general strike. I mean, hundreds and thousands of people, yeah, 10,000 or maybe even 100,000 of people were on the street and protesting against the government. Yeah? Hong Kong, yeah, riots, yeah? Other countries, riots, everywhere, yeah? So when we look at it, yeah, I mean, it's quite a coincidence that now all these riots and all these demonstrations have stopped. Maybe somebody used this, yeah, to lock down the countries and, you know, and to apply these laws, you know, or sometimes it's even martial laws, yeah. So to keep the people away, yeah, away from demonstrating. This is certainly one thing, yeah. I mean, I find it too much of a coincidence. So it is perfect, you know, for each government who has problems with its people. But the other thing is, but what was before, you know, is that, you know, I mean, it seems like the economic, there will be a great economic crisis, yeah? And now, yeah? What is it? You know, I mean, we actually will make it even worse, yeah? This economic crisis, yeah? Now people have no jobs, have no money, yeah? So then the government just needs to tell us, yeah, it was because of COVID-19, yeah? The economic crisis, the economic collapse that is going to happen, yeah? Because of COVID-19, yeah? Not because of our own fault, not because of our own mismanagement, no, because of this panicdemic, yeah? And this is too much, you know, it's too much playing into the hands. Whenever a detective makes an investigation into a crime, he looks for the trails of money, yeah? And these are very good trails, yeah? First of all, the lockdown, so the people can't protest anymore. Huh? The other thing, you know, I mean, now we have a scapegoat, you know, when the economy, you know, goes berserk, yeah? And it will happen, yeah? They used to print money in November already, huh? Hundreds, billions of dollars, yeah, and put it in and injected it into the economy. Yeah? I mean, sooner or later, you know, the bubble will be so big that it burst, yeah. But now we have, you know, the other thing, you know, from this lockdown, you know, is that people are out of job. Poor people are out of job. Yeah? And what happens if poor people are out of job? They don't get money. They cannot pay their rent. Yeah? They are kicked out of their houses, yeah? And they don't have any food, yeah, to buy. And what do you think these people will do? Yeah? They will revolt. Sooner or later, they will revolt. Yeah? I mean, what did I hear? A week ago or 2 weeks ago, I mean, the Thai government, you know, said, told its people, you know, go to the bank and get 5,000 baht, yeah? $200, yeah? Show your social security. I think it is true. And that's what I heard, you know, in Pindapat, and that's what I know from some of the lay people. They just went to the bank, yeah, and got the money, yeah? But the European and the US government, we can't give it, and so on and so on and so on. Tithes are much quicker in these things. Just go to the bank and then you get your money. So the essence, of this, we should not be afraid. Yeah, I mean, if we should be afraid or ashamed, then we should be afraid of doing some bad karma. That is it. Yeah, but we shouldn't be afraid of death, because death will come. Yeah, why being afraid of something that we know will come? Sooner or later. Maybe it is painful, maybe it is not painful, maybe it is quick, maybe it is not quick. We don't know, and it is better that we don't know. Yeah? But it is inherent within our genes, or you can even say DNA. Yeah? That's where it is inherent. Yeah? I mean, the moment we are born, we form these. Yeah? Yeah? We form any kind of sickness, we have the clock, how long we are going to live, and so on and so on. So everything is properly, or you can say it, it's predestined, So, what to worry about? We should worry about, using the time that we have, that we still can breathe, use it wisely for doing good, or for finding the way out of this samsara, or like I say, of this hamster wheel. That is what we should do. And the people in the world, who are in self-isolation or cannot go out, they cannot do business, they don't have work, they should use this time, for doing some sort of meditation. Just get the mind calm. When the mind is calm, then it is happy. Yeah? When we don't think, there is no fear. Yeah? There is no worries. Yeah? When memories and thoughts are stopping, there is no fear, there is no loneliness, there is no worries. Yeah? And there is no future and there is no past. There is just this one present moment and we are happy. Yeah? I mean, at least that's what we can do. If we can't do anything else, then we should do this. Yeah. Go into a state of samadhi where there are no more thoughts and there are no memories, and then you'll be happy. When you come out, you see much clearer. It is like you wash your eyes, you got a lot of dirt in the eyes or sand in the eyes, and then, samadhi, washes the eyes. When we come out of samadhi, we see things much clearer. And that should be our recipe. Of course, if it seems to be a more infectious disease than the normal influenza. So, we protect ourselves. That's what I say. We put the masks on, and when we come back, from Bindabad, we use sanitizers to wash our hands. That's it, More we don't need. Yesterday I asked, around in Nongbua, there are hospitals, there are six hospitals, and they're in dire need, of masks and these gowns, what are these called? Protective gowns. So I said, okay, I give, whatever they need, I will offer them. Yeah? I will donate, That's fine, Yes. Of course, there are more people, There are more people who get sick, because it is more infectious. And some of them have to go to the hospital. But most of us, can cure it out at home. Just eat some vitamin C, and whatever, chamomile tea and so on, whatever is the normal remedy, for influenza. But this fear, it's not helpful. Yeah? Lets us do a lot of bad things. Yeah? Go the wrong way. Yeah? Just like in a burning house, when we are afraid to die in flames, we don't find a way out. Yeah? When our mind is completely clear, we look around. Yeah? And then we see the way out. Just like with any kind of situation. Yeah? If we are afraid to lose our job, it's the same thing. Yeah? Then we are in panic. Yeah? And panic is never a good advisor. Yeah? We're afraid of losing our job, you know. I mean, then we go into samadhi until we get clear. I mean, we can apply for another job or for this, you know. And if there's no job, you know, then we go here in Thailand at least, you know, we go to a monastery, you know, and reflect, you know, and practice. And until there's an opportunity, and then we go back to work. Yeah. Now, the economy will start up again, you know, but at the moment it will, before it will crash, yeah, and completely. Yeah. but that is a problem also of our reaction there, where you can see, you know, this panic, you know, makes things worse. Yeah. That's why I call it a panic-demic, yeah. This panic makes things worse, you know. I mean, it lets people, you know, people get afraid, you know, and they can't think of anything else, and then look for the wrong ways, yeah. It's certainly the wrong way, you know, to lock down everything. Yeah? To be protective, it's not the wrong, it's never the wrong way. But we should be protective, yeah? We should protect ourselves from the influence of the kilesas. That is our goal. Okay, understood? It's important that we do something worthwhile. I mean, it is very difficult to get a human birth, yeah? I mean, we forget that, yeah? I mean, most of our lives we are in one of these 31 realms of existence, but most of us are actually down in the hell realm, yeah? Most of the time. Hmm? And only, you know, when we come out from the hell realm, we go in the ghost realm, and then we come back as a human being. And then we desire all these bad things, you know, because we think, you know, they make us happy, you know, and doing all these bad stuff, and then we go to hell again, yeah. That is for most of the people, that is the cycle. Hell, ghost, human being, hell, ghost, human being, hell, ghost, human being, or hell, ghost, hell, hell, and so on. Yeah. So we should find a way out, yeah. I mean, the first thing you do is, you know, bring the mind calm until there's no past, no future, until the mind is completely clear, and then start investigating the five khandhas, the five groups that we are attached to. And the group that most of us are afraid of is this body. We are constantly concerned about this body. Body, 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 body. Yeah? Yeah? I'm not healthy, I'm not this, I don't have enough strength, yeah. I need to care for this body, yeah, of course, yeah. That is their main concern in the, all over the world. That's why it is such a panic-demic, yeah. Concern about the body. You know, distance yourself from the body. See the body as your car that you use to go to work, yeah. That's it, yeah? It's a car, yeah? We look after it, you know, we put some petrol in, so we put some food into it, you know, so that it has energy, you know, to get us moving, yeah? To think, you know, and to act, you know? And to talk, and that's it, yeah? And don't think of the body as you and me and mine and I, yeah? It is not, yeah? It's a car that we use, you know, to do certain things. It's not a car, it is a very comfortable robot. That's it, yeah. A biological robot, yeah, that's what I always say. Yeah. That's it, yeah. I mean, we can do a lot of things with the biological robot. But once we get out of this biological robot, just like we get out of the car, you know, I mean, yeah, we're still there. Yeah. So what to be afraid of? Well, people are constantly concerned about the body. Yeah? This is not right, you know. I mean, I feel this, yeah. And, oh, I'm in pain, you know. I can't meditate. Yeah. Oh, it's so painful. We get up and there's no more pain. Yeah. I mean, we experience it so often and we constantly fall for this trick, huh? Don't we? Huh? Constantly fall for this trick of pain, yeah. When we sit in meditation, you know, oh, it's so painful, I can't, yeah. Then we get up and there's no more pain. Yeah? So investigate the body, investigate, you know, feeling, yeah. All these things are anatta, anicca, anatta, dukkha. Yeah? That's what we should investigate. Yeah? Not getting attached, or through our investigating, getting detached, more and more detached from this body. Yeah? Yeah? Until we see clearly, oh, that's just a body, Yeah. Just like a car, you know. We, normally in the Western world, you know, I mean, they bury their relatives and their friends, you know, and their family, and go to church, you know, I mean, pray, you know, when they put the sarcophagus into the grave, you know, and then pray. We never do that with our car. We just put it in a scrapyard and look for a dealer where we can buy a new one, you know, depending on the money that we have. So see it like this, you know, get detached from this body. And don't worry too much about this body. And don't worry about it, you know, whatever comes up, yeah. I mean, it has been determined at our birth, yeah. I mean, if you get cancer, you know, if you get Alzheimer, if you get Parkinson, you know, all these sicknesses, you know, all these sicknesses, you know, that influence us, you know, I mean, they are determined. And they come at a certain age, yeah. Depending on our karma, that's when they come, yeah. I mean, if you would understand karma, I mean, we wouldn't have any qualms about, you know, about our life. But we don't understand it. We always think, you know, somebody else, you know, this person infected me. No. Or this person did this unto me. Yeah. This person beat me up. Or this person, you know, did that. Yeah. Or in the end, this person killed me. No, it was time to die. Yeah. That's why we are getting killed. Or that's why we die of this sickness or that sickness. That's it. So, use your time wisely. Don't get hung up in this kind of activity or that kind of activity. Yeah? If it is nothing that needs to be done, yeah? Don't get so hung up in all these activities. Yeah? And use the time. Yeah? Yeah? Use the time. Actually, we should have, you know, I mean, every month, you know, should have self-isolation, you know, for 10 days, you're not leaving its kuti. Yeah? Wow, yeah? I mean, your practice would, you know, would rocket, you know, just like a rocket go up, yeah? Maybe we should try it. Okay, so. You have any questions? Huh? You have any questions? Come on, huh? You had a question.
I have a question about
Translate it, yeah. But I mean, from English it is easy to translate into German, yeah. I mean, just, you know, find subtitles, you know, or translate it, you know.
Okay. Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
I sometimes say, for example, I was a
snake, I
was
meditating in the snake sometimes. Yeah. And then I can feel adrenaline in my body. Yeah. But it's just not enough sati, so it's just not quick enough to see it also causing. Yes.
I
mean, when you see something, yeah? What happens? First comes the labor. Then comes, you know, association, dangerous, death, pain, and so on. And then, you know, this adrenaline, you know, rushes in, yeah? The more you think about it, you know, and then you know, all your association, whatever you heard, you know, of people, you know, got bitten by a snake, oh, I'm going to die in 2 hours, yeah? Fine, yeah? if it's the time of my death, I will die, yeah? But I shouldn't do something stupid, yeah? I shouldn't test it out, you know? Jumping from a 10-story building and say, you know, I mean, maybe it's not my time to die, yeah? But maybe it's my time to get physically handicapped, yeah? being then, from then on, you know, into a wheelchair, yeah? But that would be also my karma, you know, if I didn't jump from this 10-story building, you know, I mean, somebody would have rolled me over with a car, you know, and didn't die, you know, but got in a wheelchair, yeah? So don't be stupid. The Lord Buddha never said, you know, we should be stupid. Yeah? Use it, and that's why we use this mask, you know, I mean, to protect us and to protect others, yeah? Right? Yes, but if you have sati, you see this. I mean, just Yeah, just label snake, you know, when the moment you put in snake, yeah, as a label, then all these associations come in, and they come in so quickly, yeah. Don't forget, you know, I mean, within the blink of an eye, there are 3,000 mind moments, yeah. It's a quite fast computer that we have, yeah. If you catch them, you know, and if you say, so what, yeah, snake, so what, and then nothing comes up. But then it grabs, you know, the kilesas want to grab hold of it, you know, I mean, they want to get excited, you know. Some people are get sexually excited when they are close to death, yeah. Some people try it out, yeah. They hang themselves, you know, and yeah, and hopefully, you know, they jump before they're dying. Yeah? We also tried as young people, you know, I mean, pressing the air out of our chest, you know, so that we get fall unconscious. We found it very interesting, yeah. Lots of people, and other people, you know, get afraid, you know, to die. So see what is happening. What kind of thoughts, what kind of association, yeah. I mean, have you ever been bitten by a snake? So, you don't know, yeah. What? Yeah, so even that, yeah, I mean, then it is just like a bite from, I mean, insect bites, you know, we constantly have that, and they're sticky, yeah. Some of them, you know, I mean, hurt for quite a while, yeah. When we were at Wat Pan Mai, you know, there, when we were sweeping, you know, there was a tree, you know, where these came directly flying up to our forehead and put their sting into our head, you know, and oh, it was painful, yeah. For hours, yeah. Oh, if you see a centipede, you know, I mean, they're quite painful, yeah, or a scorpion, yeah. But, you know, they're not deadly, yeah. But it's painful. But it's only the body, you know. I mean, the chitta doesn't need to experience pain. But the worries about this body makes us pain, induces pain, yeah. And let the body be the body, okay, no.